You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I am Mellow Max, and my show is even more highly recommended, and here is a spacey way to start the hour. That was just, where were we? That was just David Bowie with Space Oddity, and now behind me is Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft by Klaatu. And we also had There at the Top by Squeeze, off the album Argy Bargy, which I love. And here's Klaatu.
Thank you.
brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. It's what Rocky would want you to do. I brought the Rocky theme song on vinyl specifically for that. It's because this brand new PSA, which I'd never seen before, I knew it would. Anyway, that last song was Klaatu, calling occupants of interplanetary craft. And this is obviously the Rocky theme song from the original motion picture, Rocky, also known as Gonna Fly Now. And coming up next is going to be a great song from Focus, which rhymes twice with the band's name. And I realized on this album, there's the song once, and then there's another version of it, which is the fast version, which I am not familiar with, but I'm going to play the normal version, I think. And they're both the same length of time, but yeah, I'll do the normal version. Getting strong now, that's right. Do your autumn outdoor exercise. It's beautiful out.
Thank you.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to cue up the next album that you want to play when you're like killing an amazing air guitar solo for like 3 straight minutes? It's not easy, but here's the Claypool Lennon Delirium anyway.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know about you guys, but I like puns. What if I just left it there? Yeah, I like puns. That's it. Yeah. But no, you know, I've received yeah, puns are great. Jeez. But you know, not everyone loves a long extended set without the DJ coming on and talking about the music that he just played. So that was just a set of not 1, 2, 3, or 4, but that was a set of, unless I'm counting wrong. Oh, no, I'm counting right. I just forgot to log that last song, which was Stonefield, with Love. Yeah, yes, from As Above, So Below. Right. Okay. Yeah, so that was 5 songs there. And now I'm playing Take 5. Haha. Let's see. We started off with Focus with Hocus Pocus. A great song. And yeah, that was the normal version. There's a faster version on the B-side of that record. And my goodness, what's the fast version sound like? I don't know. I might have to find out. We'll see if I run out of if I run out of records. We're getting close. It's 8:34, so I think I'm going to make it. But pretty good. I didn't do any math. I just ran out of my house this morning, grabbed a bunch of records that I was like, yeah, I want to listen to that. 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 And then I ran to work. And somehow it's worked out amazingly. So that always feels good. After that was the Claypool Lennon Delirium with the Monolith of Phobos. Really cool band. That is Sean Lennon and Les Claypool. That's Les Claypool of Primus and Sean Lennon of John Lennon of the Beatles. And before that, or sorry, after that was Of Montreal with Disconnect the Dots off of their album Satanic Panic in the Attic. They did not play that song at their concert at the Sinclair on Saturday, but they did play a couple good songs. They're one of those bands that's been around since, like, you know, 1990, I want to say 5, and they've released new music, like, every year, and it's gotten worse, but their energy was great. It was a very interesting concert. It was an event, and they played a couple of good songs. After that was Parsnip with My Window off of their album When the Tree Bears Fruit. Parsnip is an all-girl group from Australia, and I followed them up with another all-girl group from Australia, Stonefield, who I love. And Love is the name of the song that I played by them. Great, 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 great bands. And they're both on King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard's label, which is how I found them. If you're ever looking for cool new music, and other than listening to my show, which is a great way to find it, but if you're ever looking for cool new music not on my radio show, I would highly recommend signing up for Flightless Records email list. That's the record label that is King Gizzard's label. It's run by King Gizzard's former second drummer. Now they're down to one drummer, which is a tragedy. And he does a great job. They have a great roster of artists. Check out Flightless Records if you ever want like new music from Australia. And coming up next, a band that, Kikugaku Moyo is a Japanese psych rock band, and they are incredible. So good. And I saw them for the first time at all these concerts are happening at the Sinclair. I like the Sinclair. It's in a good location. It's a decent venue. Good. I like the layout. But anyway, Kikugaku Moyo saw them for the first time in 2019 over the summer, and that was an incredible, incredible concert. And then they came back and they played at the Royale, maybe? I think, yeah, they played at the Royale in Boston this year in May, and that was an even more incredible concert, made even more incredible by the fact that this was their final tour before the band breaks up, because they all live in different countries and blah, 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 blah. It's tragic. But I also got to see them at their second to last concert ever in North America, except for Mexico. They played two last sets in New York City last week, and then they're doing one at a festival in Mexico, and then two more sets in Japan, and then they're done, and that's it. And it's really sad. They're an incredible, incredible, incredible band. So I'm going to play a song off of their, I think it was two or three albums ago, the one that they were on tour for in 2019, House in the Tall. Oh no, this wasn't even. This was the album before that tour. Whatever. They're a great band, and yeah, if you didn't get to catch them in concert, I'm so sorry. They were absolutely, absolutely incredible. Here is Kikugaku Moyo.
Still, I 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 still, from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my realtor. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get and still feel so alone and still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We roll right past that tragedy till we turn into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home, he's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and leave me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. In the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown, he went running through the whisker weed chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes in those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled legs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free. Thank you.
I am Mellow Max, and you've been listening to Highly Recommended on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I will be back next Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. We'll be right back.